This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with Travis Chance. Travis, I'm excited for the show today. We've got a lot to talk about, a hot topic you're bringing to us. But first, did you watch the Super Bowl?
There's your answer.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. And here's the deal. On one hand, I am really happy. And Tony, do you know why? Because almost, what is it? I think we had either five or seven, I forget the number, five or seven players from the Georgia National Championship team. Actually, their defense made up the Philadelphia Eagles defense. Ooh. You had the front four, which basically just destroyed the Kansas City Chiefs. That was basically all Georgia people.
Defense won the game.
Oh yeah, I mean you had pressure coming, and they never hardly blitzed. I mean just the front four just absolutely manhandled the Chiefs.
It. Yep.
So yeah, on one hand I'm like, because I really don't care one way or the other about the Chiefs or the Eagles. You and I have talked about that in the past. Yep. But on the other hand, it was good to see like Nolan Smith and some of those guys, Jalen Carter, Jordan, be able to get a ring. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. And kudos to the defense. I just wish it would have been a close game. I wish it would have been a good game. The defense
Mahomes
great,
didn't. But. Mahomes didn't look like Mahomes the entire game. I mean, you know, he came in, I guess, a little bit worse for wear from the season because they played behind most of the season and really just struggled, happened to win.
Yeah.
But we were expecting Superman and Clark Kent showed up.
That's a good analogy. That's true. That is what I was expecting, some big, explosive offensive plays on both sides of the ball. Didn't get that, but what we got is a defensive amazing
just domination.
Yeah, I mean that was crazy.
Like, I haven't seen a team get dominated like that since the Ravens back in like 2000.
Yeah.
I mean, just absolutely chaos on the field. I mean, whether it was, you know, the DeJuan interception for a touchdown, whether it was, you know, how many, what did they have, six or seven sacks? I mean, my goodness. I mean, it was just like they could not do anything. And then we were also expecting to see Travis Kelce show up, and it was John Travolta instead from Saturday Night Fever.
Right.
So, yeah. And he was just trying to stay alive. No pun intended.
I haven't seen a whooping like that since Danny DeVito took on LeBron James at one-on-one basketball. I mean, holy cow.
I thought you were going to go for the easy layup Cousin Eddie since... Said someone stuffed a banana down his pants and turned a monkey loose.
Oh, Cousin Eddie. That's a great one. Okay, so we better get to business. Our listeners want to hear about some great financial information, and I know you've got a hot one for us.
Well, Tony, my title of today's show is who takes the reins. Let's think about something that is a very hard topic for a lot of people. What happens if, right? What happens if you pass prematurely? What happens if you, or when you pass in general? What happens if your spouse passes? What happens when we have to have these hard conversations and these hard decisions? And at the end of the day, I think that's a topic that most people avoid like the plague. They do not want to touch it. They don't want to be around it. They don't want to have it. But I can tell you that that is something that people really need to have. And just from seeing the downside of not having it in place already, because, you know, at the end of the day, we all want to make sure that we take care of ourselves, we take care of our spouse. But in most cases, not all, but in most cases, we're going to have an estate. We're going to have something to leave behind to the next generation, to our church or charity, to someone that's going to actually be able to take the baton and continue on. So one of the biggest things that we are seeing right now is obviously with baby boomers, you know, being in the thick of things with retiring, and you know, we're starting to see, okay, what happens when we don't have both sides taken care of, meaning we have we have our spouses where they're taken care of, you know, one spouse passes away, the normal transition is the surviving spouse, husband, wife, whom a partner, whomever, is gonna receive all the assets. But then what happens when it goes to the next generation? So let's talk about that a little bit. First things first, hard question. Let's start with the hard things first. Let's eat the frog.
Okay.
What happens if the kids are not really active in a retiree's life? Or what happens if they're not really active in mom and dad's life? What happens if they're estranged? What happens if there's no relationship? Well, then you have to think about, okay, most people would just say, oh, well, then I'll just leave it to, you know, my church or my charity. And that's great. I'm glad it's going to benefit someone. But here's also what you have to keep in mind. Who's going to administer these wishes? Right? Do you have just the simple things in place? And what are they, right? The things that you need to have in place, and these are maybe if you're out there and you're in your house and you're not driving down the road listening to this, or if you get to a point, maybe, you know, jot this down, maybe this checklist could help. Here's some of the things you need to think about. Do you have a will in place? Yeah. Do you have just the basics? Do you have a will that is going to be available or to be a guide for that judge to walk your estate through probate? Because that is honestly all a will is. I mean, we can get more complicated, but let's just boil it down to the brass tacks. That's what it is. It's a document that's going to tell someone who does not know you how to administer your assets, period, point blank, end of story. What are some of the things that you need to think about? Well, you need to consider this. You may not find them consequential at all, but your tangible property, let's say you're a hunter, your gun collection, let's say you're a fisherman, your fishing rod collection, let's say you collect coins or arrowheads, whatever it is, those are tangible assets that have to be dispersed, or in most cases will be dispersed, and they're going to be distributed on your wishes. So my question to you is, let's say that the relationship with your children, your grandchildren, everything's really happy. Do you want to literally at least not give some of that some thought and possibly save some really awkward conversations at future Thanksgiving and Christmas? I would think the answer would be yes,
yeah.
Because I will tell you this, and this is just, you know, it's hard to believe looking back. I'm now going into my 20th year in the business. It's sometimes it's hard to think that I've been doing this long, but I can think back through situations and through times where these things have happened, and I've seen quite a bit. I will tell you that most people would think that it's probably money, but a lot of hard feelings comes down to, well, grandma and grandpa told me I was going to get this, or, you know, my one grandson wants a specific fishing rod that the grandparent had, and the other grandson maybe went fishing with him on a different occasion and he feels he's entitled to it. And these sound like really far-fetched things, but they're not. Because these are items that hold a emotional significance to someone else. And they are going to, a lot of times when you put emotion into things, that's when it's going to get hard. Because one's not going to want to give. In a lot of cases, it's like, no, it's mine. So my philosophy is this: go ahead and make these decisions and put them down in writing. You may think they are frivolous. You may think, oh, that'll never happen because Joey and Johnny are first cousins and they love each other and they've been fishing together all their life. I mean, I'll be quite honest. I've seen cases where you know, relatives that were raised like brothers have a disagreement and haven't spoken in 30 years. Because of something small that should have been understood, and the parents thought it was understood, and in actuality it was not. So tangible items, you know, these are ideas for you guys to go out and think about. You know, you don't have to be granular and say, you know, the left sock goes to this one and the right sock goes to that one. But you can say, you know, these items are the most are of the most significance, and these are going to go in this manner. So your will, obviously, definitely something to consider. I would honestly and truthfully tell you, please, under no circumstances, if it can be avoided, allow finances to go through your will, through your estate. Why? Because, Tony, when you have an IRA, when you have a 401k, when you have life insurance, when you have cash at a bank, you can name beneficiaries of these accounts, whether it's through traditional beneficiary naming or whether it's a TOD, transfer on death, pay on death designation. You can go ahead and name beneficiaries, and you're eliminating, number one, the requirement for it to go through probate, right? It'll have to be used for the estate tax calculation if there is one, but as far as going through probate, a lot of times that's a non-issue. You've already taken that. It's called being passed in contract, not intestate. So certainly something to think about. Don't put it through a will. Don't put that through the colander of the will, if you will. Sure. Make sure it flows into the proper designation. And if you're really concerned about, you know, let's face it, sometimes it's not that we don't love our children. It's not that we don't want to give our children access to everything because, you know, let's face it, we hope that they are the people we hope they are, and most times they are. But if you're concerned at all, that's whenever you should transition not to a will and not try to administer these things through that document, but maybe you transition to a trust. And maybe you let the trust actually tell the person, the trustee who is administering that trust, tell them what you want done. Because what you're actually doing is you're taking temptation out of play for someone who may not be ready for an estate or of something of that size that you may leave.
Plus, a trust is a great way to avoid probate and extra court and attorney costs. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's a great way to protect your money and really preserve it for where it needs to go when it needs to go there, right?
Well, Tony, you know me, and you know I like to just, you know, let's just get in the mud and have the conversation. let's face it. And this is something that we're seeing quite a bit, you know, and especially in recent years in our industry. You know, as good as I do, the person who sleeps next to your beneficiary at night is the one that's going to have the most impact. I'm sorry to say that, but that's the truth. And we all hope that everyone's on the same page, and in most cases they are. But if that's something that you're concerned about maybe someone giving your beneficiary some outside pressure or outside guidance that maybe may not be in the best interest or what you deem is the best interest, that's why you put it in a trust. It, my opinion, it should be called a don't trust because you don't trust that they're going to be protected from lawsuits, predators and creditors in the future with the estate that you leave them. Or either you don't trust that they are actually prepared for the burden. And let's face it, sometimes giving someone too much too soon is a burden.
Right.
You are giving them stress. You're giving them things that they have not had to make decisions on in the past that now they're forced into doing. Well, or you don't trust that the people who they are surrounding themselves with are going to have their best interest at heart.
Right.
So you're actually making these decisions ahead of time.
Yeah, you can protect, using a trust, you can protect them from themselves.
From
in-laws or outlaws in this case.
In-laws and outlaws, yes,
or
sir.
Or you can protect it from, the children you want to get it, you can protect them from themselves. I mean, if somebody had given me a large chunk of money when I was in my 20s, I was not making great decisions in my 20s, right? So some people, maybe they're more mature when it comes to spending and what they're doing in their 20s. But if I was 21 years old and you gave me a chunk of change,
you could ruin that person.
It would not have been. I mean, I've changed. I'm that person now, but not when I was 21. I would have been, the money would be gone and I'd be dead in a ditch somewhere, Travis. I don't think a lot of people can handle that. So you've got to, that's why my wife and I set up trusts. And, you know, so our kids, if something should happen to us, God forbid, they're not all going to get a chunk of change in their 20s, right?
Well, Tony, think about this. You're in your 20s, right? What's most important to you? Let's go through the progression. Let's say you pass prematurely, you leave assets to a child. Let's say it's life insurance because, you know, sure, you've bought some life insurance to protect yourself. You haven't really gotten the estate to the point to your estate to the point that you want financially. So that's what life insurance is for, is to kind of bridge the gap. You leave them a big chunk of life insurance. It's tax-free. All that money, you know, let's say it's a few $100,000. They've been used to making just over minimum wage. They're making 10, 15 bucks an hour, let's say 20 bucks an hour, whatever the case may be. And now all of a sudden, instead of struggling, they go, well, why do I need to get up and go to work? And I'm not saying this is your child, and please don't take offense that this is me speaking to you, but this happens. It happens. It absolutely happens, because I have actually seen the case on multiple occasions where leaving a younger heir, 18 to 30, too much money can actually ruin them long term.
Yep.
Because they end up buying what? They might go out and buy a new pickup truck, a new car, yep, a new SUV. They're going to buy a boat. They're going to buy whatever, because it feels good at the time. Because at 20 years old, if you could go back and talk to yourself at 20 years old, Tony, did you really and truthfully think about what's going to happen in 50 years when you were 20 years old?
No, and I wish I had been
absolutely
thinking of
not.
That. I wish when I got my first full-time job, I'd put money into that 401k. I didn't think I needed to. Why would I want to put money in a 401k?
Yeah, you're like, I got 50 years. Why do I need to worry about that right now? This is beer money or whatever. Yeah. You know, this is fun
had
money,
I done
right?
That, had I done that, had I actually started contributing to an account and set up a Roth IRA, I'd be your boss right now, Travis, instead of the other way around.
Well, Tony, we all make decisions. So, but let's keep going. Really, let's try to get through this entire scenario. So, think about this. You now all of a sudden, let's say you're further into your retirement or in the beginning of your retirement years. God forbid something happens. You and your spouse pass away. Your kids are in their 30s, 40s, 50s. Chances are they more responsible? Yes, but are they also susceptible to outside pressures and influence? Are they susceptible to making bad decisions? Yes, because case in point, let's face it. If you have someone, you leave the, let's say, $500,000 in an IRA, you leave that to them, and let's say that they're going to ball games, they're going to cheerleading practice, they're going to whatever for the kids. First thing they're going to say is, well, should we just go ahead and pay off all our debt and be done with it? Well, That might be the thing to do, but that also might be whenever that couple or your child might be in some of their higher or starting to get their higher earning years. Maybe they don't know that they have 10 years that they can actually take that $500,000 plus or minus interest and not have to take that entire balance at one time. Because let's say they make $100,000 or $150,000, $200,000, whatever it is. Well, they may pay a third of that 500 grand in taxes versus taking it over 10 years and may pay a fraction of that. So that's what a trust, that's what estate planning can do, is it can help take some of these temptations away and really benefit them long term. Now, at the end of the day, that's leaving it to beneficiaries. And Tony, this is the really hard decision. What happens if you don't have any? That is starting to become, because there are baby boomers out there that are sitting there listening to us. In most cases may not have a beneficiary, and they may not have nieces and nephews or a child to leave it to. Then it becomes, what do we do with it then? Or maybe they have children, but they're strange. Like I said, they don't really communicate, don't have an entire relationship with their kids. It's sad, but it happens. And that's whenever the estate also becomes a more important key player, because if you want your wishes to be carried out, then you need to make sure that you name what charity, what are the stipulations, what are the things that you want to achieve with this money once you have passed. And that's where I think we really need to have that conversation. And this may not be something that we can talk about completely today, but I think it sets the table for future conversations that estate planning is not only for the rich. It is not only for people that have these massive estate plans and these massive estates. It's not. It's for people of all shapes and sizes, all account balances and sizes, that have to think about not only what happens when I'm gone, but what happens if let's say that you are the surviving spouse and you don't have a great support system around you and you begin to decline physically or cognitively. Who's going to help you make these decisions? That's why you need to have a trusted person to be able to take on and help you with that responsibility, whether that's an attorney, whether that's a financial advisor, a fiduciary, as we are, or whether that's a CPA, someone that's going to be able to give you professional or at least give you guidance to help you sound out and sound through some of these decisions and say, you know, is that truly what I need to do? Because one of the things that we're starting to see, and it's becoming something that we get alerts in our industry all the time, it's about protecting people from scams, you know, as you get age or older, not just scams from people you don't know, but people you do know. Being asked to spend money too aggressively, maybe spending it unwisely, not paying bills. I mean, you know, all of these things can really have an impact on what we leave behind and what kind of legacy that we truly want to have existing long after we're gone. And these are the kinds of hopefully conversations that you and your family, and more to the point, you and your advisor are having, because sometimes it's not the easy things, it's the hard things that really make a difference. And that's why hopefully you, if you're listening to our show and you're not a client, hopefully you have someone like our clients do with us that they can use us as a sounding board, help them talk through some of these issues. But if that's not the case, that's why you may need to give us a call so that we can help you sort through some of the hardest decisions that you will make in your retirement and some that have the most lasting impact. Give us a call, 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839.
All right. Well, great show today. Now I know who takes the reins. You need to figure that out. And I think the way to do that is to work with someone like yourself, a financial professional who has your client's best interest at heart. And you definitely want to have a will, a trust, and a plan in place for your estate and your loved ones. You don't want to leave them in a bad situation. So good show. Great topic today. And that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839.
or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.